Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the New Shooter Canada podcast. This week I'm going to talk about the gun lobby. Ooh, the evil gun lobby. Nationally, here in Canada, we have two groups lobbying for our rights as gun owners. The NFA, which is the National Firearms Association, and the CSSA, Canadian Shooting Sports Association. Let's get the contact info out of the way right quickly. The website is www.newshootercanada.ca. You can follow the show on Facebook. Between episodes, I often post up pro-gun related material, as well as range day photos and videos. Okay, at the time of the recording, no videos have been posted yet, but I do have one. Nothing really major, but I do got a short little video from my last day at the range. And email. I'd like to hear from you, the listener, either via the Facebook page, website, or if you prefer, you can email the show, and you can do that by sending an email to host@newshootercanada.ca. Let's fire up the bus and on with the show.
Looks bright like a 4-alarm fire. An old man pictures a robin's egg falling, crushed underfoot as he limps through his last summer spring.
All right, welcome back. Now, when I got my firearms license, one of the first things I did was I joined the Ontario Federation of Hunters and Anglers, and I did this because they offer a liability insurance to their members. I then wanted to know who else was out there as far as firearms groups, and with my Google foo, I found the CSSA. The Ontario Federation of Hunters and Anglers is a good organization. They were very vocal in getting rid of the gun registry when we had it. But they are a hunting and fishing organization, and I don't know what their policy is as far as blanket gun rights versus hunting firearm rights. They are very pro-gun. They're doing their annual draw right now. I got in the mail my book of tickets that apparently they expect me to sell. And they're looking through the pamphlet they sent. The 11th place prize is actually a rifle. It's a 30-06. All my papers go falling here. 30-06 rifle. Let's see. A Benelli R1 camo comfort tech semi-auto 30-06 with accessories. PAL required. Well, gee, imagine that. Apparently it's a Stoger. Benelli and Stoger. Value of $2,900. Now that's 11th place. Really, I think that should rank a lot higher than that. But you know, they got four-wheelers, boats, trucks, and such. Like I said, they're primarily a hunting organization. They're not a firearms organization. And I think that right there kind of proves the point. You know, you don't see a firearm until you get to the 11th place prize. So I'm not knocking them. You know, they're hunters and anglers, right? That's what their organization is. So why I mention this is to kind of prove to nail home the point of the CSSA and the NFA. They are firearm lobby groups. They are there for the guns. They don't care if you have a pistol, a shotgun, a rifle, whether it's a hunting or a black rifle. If it's a firearm, then it's a firearm, and they fight for all of them. At the time, being brand new to firearms and not knowing where I wanted to go with this newfound hobby, which eventually became, now that I'm a competitive shooter, I'm going to say sport, this newfound sport, I almost became one of those shooters that only care about, you know, I'm using air quotes here, their style of firearms. What I mean by this is if you don't shoot a pistol, then who cares what the government does as far as banning or restricting pistols? One of the things I got from reading forums and listening to other podcasts and such is once that this type of attitude once was a very real issue and aided in the laws we have today, since there was no unity within the community. Jeez, I rhymed. Unity within the community. Anyways, the hunters, from kind of the impression I got anyways, I could be wrong, but this is the impression that I've gotten from my reading, is the hunters only cared about hunting rifles. The trap and skeet guys pretty much only cared about shotguns, etc., etc. Now, not being around back then, I don't know if that's true. You know, it could all be hearsay. Who knows? I don't know. But that's what I've heard. And today, through the efforts of the CSSA and the NFA, we as a community seem far more united. Now, this isn't really I'm going to throw this in, but they're not a gun lobby. They're just a forum where firearms enthusiasts can get together and talk about guns. And that's the Canadian Gun Nuts Forums. You may hear it referred to as CGN. Just kind of winging this one here. It's not in my show notes, so I don't know what their actual website is. But if you just get out your Google Foo and put in Canadian Gun Nuts, Gun Nuts with a Z, and you'll find it. It should be like the first thing that pops up. But in there, the NFA, the CSSA, they also have their own sub forums in there. And they've got discussions about everything and anything. I'm on there. I'm a Canadian redneck on there. You know, I'm self-proclaimed redneck up here in Canada. And you know, I don't go on very often. When I need to do some research about something, I'll go on and see what folks are saying and talking about. But that is, you know, it is another good resource for people out there that are new to the shooting. You know, like with all internet forums, take everything with a grain of salt. Go in with some pretty thick skin sometimes. You know, it's an internet forum. Take it for what it is. Anytime I've asked a question, everyone's been very nice. I've gotten great information. When I was looking at starting cowboy action shooting, I went to the forum there. Tremendous help. Tremendous bunch of guys. But again, it's a forum. You know, buyer beware type of thing. So I don't want to get off on a tangent on that, so let's get back to why we're here. Before we get into each group, I'd like to point something out. And I can only speak for the ranges surrounding the London area, because that's where I'm located. But the ranges around London require a membership in the CSSA in order to be a member at the range. From what I understand, this is for the insurance purposes. By all the members being a group or being a member of the CSSA, we all have liability insurance through the CSSA, and I believe by requiring membership within the CSSA, the club also gets either discounted premiums on their own liability insurance or something. But all of this is based on insurance. And so if you haven't joined a range yet, just want to give you a heads up that if you're looking at joining a range, be aware this, you may come across this, you may find this as a requirement. The NFA, the National Firearms Association, this next little bit I'm going to read is, I got right off their actual website, and it says, Canada's National Firearms Association exists to promote, support, and protect all safe firearms activities, including the right of self-defense, firearms education for all Canadians, freedom and justice for the Canadian firearms community, and to further advocate for legislative change to protect the right to own and use firearms. Now, that's kind of their mission statement. That's who they are, and that's what their goals are. Now, the president of the NFA is Sheldon Clare, and he was a delegate at the UNATT talks and the UN Program of Action on Small Arms and Light Weapons, basically the UN Small Arms Treaty that was being discussed. He was a delegate at the UN for that last summer. Also in 2012, now that we're in 2013, Sheldon was a speaker at the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Orlando, Florida. Now, the Gun Rights Policy Conference is a conference that's put on by an American group called the Second Amendment Foundation. And he was part of a global panel of people talking about the various gun rights in their country. And I believe he was the second speaker. Mark Vanderberg over at the Gun Rights Radio Network, he put out a podcast, linked the website in the show notes. And so you can go and listen and hear what Sheldon Clare had to say at that conference. I also, the fine young gentleman over at Canadian Reload Radio had him on his show. I believe it was back in 2011. It was episode 39 anyways. And I've also linked to that interview in the show notes. So go to the website. If you want to hear Sheldon Clare speak and hear what he has to say, he's a good speaker. I've listened to him speak a few times and like what he has to say. And I encourage you to, you know, it's one thing to blindly join a lobby group that you know is going to stand up for your gun rights, but it's also, I think, important that you hear what they have to say and know. And I was a bit guilty of this because I've kind of, well, the CSSA, I said, like I said, is a requirement, and the NFA was just, you know, it came free with a correspondence course I'm taking. So part of the reason why I'm doing this show is so I can myself educate myself, okay, what is the NFA? What is the CSSA? And what is the Ontario Federation of Hunters and Anglers? And therefore, I might as well share the information with you, the listener. So that's kind of that's a quick little rundown of the NFA. Now, the NFA is holding their annual general meeting in Woodstock this year. This will be the second time they've brought it to Ontario. The NFA got its start out west, from everything I've been able to attain. And I get the impression that their main membership is out west. And this is a speculation on my part. But I think they are having the meetings in Ontario to boost their membership and presence in the eastern half of the country. And I'm not saying this in a derogatory way or not. I actually like this because it shows they really care. They really do care about firearms owners on a national level, and they are working to strengthen their national footprint. The NFA also got involved in Ontario here when a special interest group out of Toronto tried to stop the registry data from being destroyed, or the Ontario portion of the registry data from being destroyed, so that an Ontario gun registry could be created. And the NFA jumped all over that like a fat kid to a smarty. They petitioned the court, and I can't remember what the term is, but it was some sort of special status so that they could be included in the proceedings and represent the law-abiding firearms owners. And I said, I can't remember what the exact term was. Friend of the court, I don't know, I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not even going to try and guess. I shouldn't have tried to guess. But the important thing is that the second they caught wind of this, they got involved and they jumped into action. So, and this is the type of stuff you want and you expect from somebody that is asking for $35 a year to help protect your rights. You want to make sure they're doing stuff. And I don't know what they're doing outside of Ontario because I'm based in Ontario, so I don't hear much about what happens outside of Ontario. But that is, stuff like that's important to me if I'm going to be sending money and supporting an organization. Now, the one thing that I'm not a big fan of when it comes to the NFA, and that's when it comes to the liability insurance. If you want the liability insurance, you've got to pay extra for it, which is $9.95 a year. Now, with that said, that's kind of the other side of the coin. Their membership fees are $35 a year versus the CSSA, which is $45 a year. So, I don't know, but it's, you know, $10 cheaper, you don't get the, you know, $10 cheaper, but it costs $10 for the insurance. So I don't know. I don't know what they're doing there. Maybe they've decided to break the insurance away from the membership. So if you don't want the insurance, like me, for instance, I've got insurance through Hunters and Anglers. I've got insurance through the CSSA. You know, I'm just about insuranced to death. So, you know, I don't know. I can't speak for them. It doesn't say on their website, but, you know, they're $35 a year, pay the extra $10 for the insurance. You know, now you're getting up to the same price as the CSSA. So that is one thing to be aware of. Until I did this episode, I assumed, and this is why you don't assume things, that there was some sort of liability insurance included with the membership. So there isn't, but they do have it available. Now, I bet you thought I was going to give the details, or I was going to forget details of the annual meeting and not give them out. Well, you were wrong. Like I said, they're having their annual general meeting here in Ontario. Actually, they're having it about a half hour away from me in Woodstock, Ontario. The actual meeting and conference is being held on Saturday, May 4th at the Quality Hotel and Suites in Woodstock. The cost is $40, and you do need to be a member of the NFA to attend. So if you're not a member, it's going to cost you 75 bones to pony up to get to the meeting. Now, I would suggest you pony up the money and come to the meeting. Although I should put my money where my mouth is because I haven't registered yet. I do plan on attending. I just haven't I was dealing with Christmas and that, so now that that's dealt with, I don't have any excuses, so I better get that check off to them. The website's linked in the show notes. If you don't want to go to the show notes, their website is, I'm going to have to pause this for a sec because I closed the tab. Okay, and I'm back. Pretty simple, nfa.ca. So that's the website. I encourage you to go check it out. They've got articles, and it just blows my mind how much information they do have stored in their website. It's a very well done website, very professional. They've done a very good job with it. So I do encourage you to go check that out and join up while you're there. Why not? It's money well spent. It basically boils down to is how much do you love your guns? Are your guns worth $35 a year? Mine are. So, mine was my membership. Current membership was free, but I will be, like I said, I will be renewing it and keeping it up to date. So, now let's move on to the CSSA, the Canadian Shooting Sports Association. Now, I was recently a guest on Politics and Guns episode, I believe it was 74A. And I wasn't expecting the question about the gun lobbies in Canada, and Toby had sprung the question on me. And I don't know why, but I can never get the S and S part of CSSA right. I always brutal it. And so I'm looking at my show notes. Canadian Shooting Sports Association. And that's probably going to be the last time in the show that I try to say that because I'll just make a mess of it. As this next part is right off their website, and it's just kind of the beginning of the Canadian Shooting Sports Association came about with the joining of the highly respected Ontario Handgun Association and the Ontario Small Bore Federation. The OHA has been a leader in Canada's firearms community since 1957, and the OSF has represented small bore rifle shooters in Ontario since 1959. So they got their start in Ontario. They're based in Ontario, and I don't know how much presence they have out west. Ontario is always accused of having this, in quotes, center of the universe type of attitude. And the funny thing is that folks in Ontario feel that way about Toronto, and actually that's where the CSSA are located. So I don't know outside of, like, as far as going west, I don't know how much presence they have. This is completely it's kind of sidebar here, but I used to work for Old Dutch Potato Chips. And it was kind of funny. You go out west, and it's all Old Dutch Potato Chips. They're like the big top dog out there. You come to the east in Ontario, and east, it's all Lay's potato chips. You don't hardly see any Old Dutch. I, again, speculation. I think that this might be a similar situation where CSSA, having its start in Ontario and on the eastern side of the country, may have a stronger following. The NFA starting out west may have a stronger following out west. All I know is they're both very active in on a federal level, and therefore they seek membership on a federal level. So if you're listening to this and you're out west, you know, let me know if there's much CSSA presence out there. I'd love to know what kind of presence they have outside of Ontario. You know, living here at the center of the universe, you know, we don't hear much about what goes on in the rest of the world. Anyways, that was all said with tongue in cheek. Please, no hate mail. All right, so moving on. The CSSA website does leave a bit to be desired as far as when it comes to their current events and keeping them up to date. Like the NFA, they do have a wealth of information contained within the website. It takes a bit of digging, but it's there. And on the main page, you will find what they do is they post up firearms-related news stories. Now, the top dog of the CSSA is Tony Bernardo, I think. I'm not sure exactly what Tony's role is with the CSSA. He seems to be the go-to guy. On their website, I couldn't see any reference to who the president is of the association and whatnot. So, but Tony Bernardo seems to be the CSSA man himself. He also is involved in CELA, which is the Canadian Institution for Legislative Action. So, anyways, with Tony, he I've heard him speak on different radio shows. Usually, he seems to be the media's kind of go-to guy whenever there's a shooting down in the States or something happens here in Canada. He is one of the people that the media seems to go to. So, he, again, I'm not exactly sure what his role is as far as if he's technically the president or what the deal is, but that's the only name I know of that's associated with the CSSA. Now, membership. What are some of the benefits for the members? Now, I pulled this off their website, and the very first thing, key services and benefits for members. The very first thing that's listed is your $5 million primary liability insurance for all shooting activities. The next one down, and this is what I was kind of mentioning at the beginning of the show, club insurance, including directors and officers coverage. And this is why I think there's mandatory membership with the CSSA, is just because of that line. Club insurance, including directors and officers coverage. Legislative advocacy for the protection of our rights and our sport. Now, in the show notes, Tony's actually been on Canadian Reload Radio a few times, twice that I know of. May have been three times, and I've linked to the first episode where it was more, he talks about who the CSSA is and discusses that aspect. And so in the show notes, if you go to the website, go to the show notes, you'll find that link in the show notes, and then you can go, I don't know where in the episode it is, I've my memory isn't all that great when it comes to that. But it's in there. You know what? It's a good show, so listen to the whole show. And Tony is interviewed in that. So, moving on. The next thing on the list is access to our emergency legal fund. Now, you're going to have to go on the website and dig a little deeper. I just basically got the main speaking points off it. I didn't go in depth to each one. I'm looking at my laptop, and I'm almost up to the half hour mark, so I want to get this moving. So go on the website and you can go into more details and get more in depth into each of these. Training courses regarded as the best in Canada. Recreational shooting activities, sanctioned matches, etc. Annual subscription to the Canadian Shooting Sports Bulletin. Now, I've been a member for a couple years, and I've never received that, and I don't know what that is. So, again, I don't know. They claim it's a now they do have a section on CGN where they do post bulletins, so I suspect that's probably what it is. But that's on a public forum and anyone can get that, so I don't know. Special communication updates on legislative matters. Now, reading this through a second time, when I scanned through it the first time, and I think I might have to call them up because I don't think they have my email address because I haven't been getting any sort of communication from the CSSA. Discount programs, for example, eyeglasses, car rentals, hotels, and more. NFA has a similar thing. Special discounts for home and auto insurance. Special discounted property and equipment insurance for clubs and ranges. Again, you know, that goes to why there's mandatory membership. So that's kind of a brief summary of the benefits that you receive as being a member of CSSA. Now, I've heard mentioned and I've read mentioned that, you know, how it would be really nice and convenient if some of our online retailers had some way of adding at the checkout, you know, add a dollar for the CSSA, donate to the CSSA, or round up your purchase to the next nearest dollar, and that would go to the CSSA. Well, while looking around on the website, I actually found something interesting that must be fairly new, because I didn't see it before. And it's introducing the Canadian Shooting Sports Association Platinum Plus Master Credit Card. Now, I've gotten out of the credit card business simply because I'd rather be taking the 18% or whatever the interest rate is and putting that towards ammunition. So I just don't deal with credit cards anymore. But, you know, most people do have credit cards, and everyone and their mother has those you know, reward style cards, right? Air miles or petro points or whatever, right? Well, this is no different, and this is what it has to say. By carrying the Canadian Shooting Sports MasterCard from MBNA Canada Bank, you have the opportunity proudly to display your commitment and affiliation every time you make a purchase. Woo, yay! Okay, that yoo-hoo yay wasn't in the website, but anyways, please help ensure the survival of the shooting sports across Canada by carrying and using your Canadian Shooting Sports MasterCard credit card. Now, this is the important part here. Each and every time you use your Canadian Shooting Sports MasterCard, a financial contribution is made in support of the association and many programs we support. So, to all you know, this might actually change my opinion on credit cards, and I might actually apply for this one. So basically, what's going to happen is they're going to get a percentage of each purchase. I think is generally how these type of things generally work. So, you know, you spend $100, they might get like 1% of it, so they'll get a buck for every $100 that you spend. But the thing I like about this, and I think this is better than online retailers, like if you buy a gun, you know, oh yeah, throw an extra dollar onto the cost for the CSSA. This, they will get money for all and any purchases. I found that on their website, and I thought it was pretty cool, so I thought I would share that. Now, we're getting over the 30-minute mark, so I was going to talk about, you know, I will talk very briefly about the Ontario Federation of Hunters and Anglers, but I'm not going to spend too much time on it because they're more of a conservation group than a firearms group. And if you want more information, you can go onto the website and find and look at the show notes, and you'll see. See kind of the information I could find that pertained to firearms. So the OFHA, the Ontario Federation of Hunters and Anglers, this was coming off their website. The following are some examples of effective OFAH advocacy. Firearms legislation. Campaign to scrap the long gun registry and action on other firearms issues, changes to the criminal code and ammunition regulations, advise federal government as a member of the Canadian Firearms Advisory Committee. And just a quick sidebar here, now that I'm reading this again, Sheldon Clare, I believe, is also a member of that same committee. CSSA, I'm going to make the assumption they've got a presence on there, but that I did not see on their website. Okay, so continuing on, municipal discharge and noise bylaws. Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters has appeared before over 40 municipal councils to oppose restrictive discharge and noise bylaws for hunting and recreational shooting. Sunday gun hunting. Convinced province to allow Sunday gun hunting in southwestern Ontario have appeared before over 60 municipal councils to advocate for Sunday gun hunting. Almost 150 municipalities have adopted since... Almost 150 municipalities have adopted since 2005. So I'm assuming they're talking about the gun hunting. And then they've got a link for Sunday gun hunting lists and maps. Now this is what kind of got me, this next part here is what got me to sign up with them. $3 million member policy liability insurance. Now I'm just going to read the paragraph and then I'll comment on it. Specifically designed for anglers and hunters who join as members of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. When the OFAH head office receives your membership fees, the following coverage begins and covers you while engaged in OFAH-related activities such as hunting, fishing, skeet, trap, or target shooting, archery, conservation work, and non-commercial trapping. And then there's a link. Click here for more details. So, you know, it's... they do list shooting activities as part of what they consider Ontario hunting as related activities. They do include shooting sports as part of their activities. So, you know, I wouldn't call them a gun lobby. They're a provincial organization. Their primary focus is on conservation and wildlife management. But they are gun friendly. So, and they have a magazine, Ontario Out of Doors, which is an Ontario based outdoor magazine. And it's, you know, it's 10 issues a year. They have an annual fishing and hunting issue. And, you know, it's, you know, I'm not even sure how much their membership per year is, but I like them. They're a pretty good group. And so I thought for the Ontario listeners, I'd throw that on the tail end of this episode. Now, for provincial organizations outside of Ontario, I don't know because I don't live outside of Ontario. So I can only give you what we have here in Ontario. So if you're listening from another province, again, email me, host@newshootercanada.ca. And let me know what you guys got in your province, and then I can post it up on Facebook and let others know. So with that being said, so that's the gun lobbies in Canada, the NFA, National Firearms Association, and the CSSA. And with that being said, I just realized that I've got all the links in the show notes, but I never did give out the CSSA's website. So if you're looking to get more information about the CSSA, their website is www.cdnshootingsports.org. And if you just type that into your favorite web browser, and it will pop them up. And I'm just looking at their site now, and they've got various articles, or links to various articles right on their website where you can go and read more about what's going on in Canada as far as firearms are concerned. So until next time, keep your barrels pointed downrange and smoking.